Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Welcome in. We're even going to Cuba today. Our buddy Bill Devlin reporting from Cuba today about conditions there live on the grounds. That's at 2 o'clock. We got Stacey Garrity. Everybody in the world, we're looking now to see that Josh Shapiro sent one of his minions yesterday to say that he's got a lot more executive order stuff that he can use, and he may use it on AI. Another indicator. Stacey Garrity is here. You know, I don't want to press her and give them anything, but I look, this is what I do. I'm going to say you've been ahead of the curve. You've been exactly right. They even attacked you through me. She was on the right-wing Dom Giordano show a while ago. And call for a moratorium, call for a vote, call to have them come back in and do that. What's Josh Shapiro going to do then? Now, she may have an adept answer to that, but this AI stuff is taken off. Also, I have to say, I'm backtracking in my mind, I'm not exactly there that Henry was right yesterday that the WNBA would meet just pro forma, just to say they did it and then not do anything. I think there are some indications of that, but they met, and then they basically said, well, we have no pressure right now. There's nobody trans. Is there a male already in the WNBA? Some people are speculating. I don't see that. So they meet yesterday with everybody, embarrassingly, and then they can't advance on the definition of a woman. And this Carrington woman gets a guy kicked out of a game at courtside. Now, how rare is this? They always go with the player, particularly if the player says, oh, it was racial. And then they bring the guy back. I don't remember that happening. If you get one of these players, like LeBron James has done this, you ought to be able to go after them. What are the lines? Well, race is lines, I would say. Anyone's wife or mother or kid, you can't do anything like that. But short of it, so the woman that attacked Sophie Cunningham on that layup thing gets a guy taken out, and then they bring the guy back to his courtside seat. I think usually when they take you out, they're going with the player. They don't know what was said, how it was said. And they trust that the player is not going to make all this up or have rabbit ears. So the WNBA is still on our mind. All right. Before I get to some of the national stuff, just a point, if you haven't listened over the years, I do get biblical almost on this. Meaning, who is it that has a right to use those oceans at the Jersey Shore? Not these bloodthirsty towns who scream they need the beach fees. Yeah, that's right. So DJ sent me this yesterday, and I immediately was in my hole going back. I have a folder that I kept. We had a former PD, Henry, well before Greg Stocker, who wanted to protest by busing listeners down there and have them run into the ocean en masse. The beach tags. The beach tags are all. I went back and I looked at the Supreme Court decision, New Jersey Supreme Court in the tank, 1972. And basically they said, those beaches and leading into the ocean and yada, 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 they are all there in public trust. In other words, the government's supposed to be in public trust. Then they pivot to say, yes, these towns can, though, tax you to use God's creation. That's all it is. If you see it differently, you're a communist. You are a communist if you see it differently. Now, I may be seen as a shoebie because I go there and use it. And it doesn't matter if I have a shoebox with a bologna sandwich in it or not, or pull up and spend weeks there and money. These towns would die without us. And they get a lot of federal money for their precious sand. Avalon is one I see in this manner. So Strathmere now wants to jump into the ring suddenly. They're tired of losing out. They claim, according to one news report, that if they go beach tags, they'll bring in $340,000 extra dollars. And you know what that'll be for? These little make-work jobs that they give usually to females that are connected to all summer long. Where's your beach tag, Henry? Well, what are you doing here with that? $340,000. All right, now, how many are left? Atlantic City, North Wildwood, Wildwood, and Wildwood Crest, and then some Corson's Inlet somewhere, I'm not even sure. There's only a handful that have not done that. And I think people ought to patronize them. Why in the world would we have to pay to use God's creation? 855-839-1210. And I look at how much they bring in. Oh, what about lifeguards? It's the cost of doing business. Do you not want us to come there? You'll shrivel up and die. Are you insane with these towns when they say stuff like this? Well, we're providing you protected beaches and we have to clean them. We have to do all that stuff. Yeah, it's called your attraction. And I don't think you ought to be able to double charge and charge us for beach tags on top of it. So as soon as I saw this Strathmere thing, it just hit me. Wow, this is just ridiculous. Kirk, you're a New Jersey resident. You think they ought to be able to charge beach tags?
Absolutely not.
How come?
Because, I mean, I think the beach should be freely accessible to all and not pay for it to access a beach. I think it's, you know, it's stupid.
Well, yeah, and that's, I like your analysis of that Supreme Court decision. It was a typical progressive New Jersey Supreme Court. 1972, they ruled on it. Many people have challenged it over time. And now, I mean, who even knows where Strathmere is? I think I've been to Strathmere once. I think the Duval Inn is in
Deauville,
there.
Yeah.
Deauville Inn. And Joe Conklin talks about that inn all the time. That's the only way that I know it.
I mean, so, how could you not? It's awesome.
Yeah. So we have a map now of just that zone of Atlantic City and the Wildwoods. I don't think any of them will ever go for beach tax in our lifetime. I just don't see it. How about you, Henry? Should they be able to charge for beach tax?
Yeah, I think it's well within their right to charge for beach tags.
What's the right? God on my side.
Look, you want to keep your beaches for Strathmere. I get it. I don't know. I kind of see their point. I think I'm speaking like Thanos here. It's perfectly balanced, as all things should be. You got your beaches that don't have tags, and you have your beaches with tags.
And you got to pay for parking. And
yeah, it's more than that, though. Who is it that has ownership of those beaches?
Exactly.
Citizens?
Thank you.
Through God. We're Absolutely. Dealing with God's creation.
You can say that about anything. Why, you know, does you know, Aramark really own this land we're on right now? What do you mean?
Well, that's private property. That right. is different. Yeah, I respect private property. Yep, sure, they true. Can do whatever they want within reason, right?
So it's their town. Can they not do whatever they want
no.
with their town?
No. It's all part of a state and all part of a country. So at least part of a state. Let's stick with that.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just think it's short-sighted also. I will be on them forever. I mean, I really should be on the one. I do not why they cave. So let's see if they'll come on. And their story will be, well, we got to pay for lifeguards and all this. And my point will be, yeah, that's the cost of doing business.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the billions of dollars, probably $2 to $3 billions of dollars these short towns bring in every summer. Why? The attraction of the beach.
Well, I don't think Strathmere is exactly raking that in. It's not exactly a big island, I would say. I don't think they have the capacity to do that. So for the people that are there, yeah, let's keep it for the people that, you know, love Strathmere, keep Strathmere the way it is.
Well, if they don't get tourists going there, they're not going to do so well.
Other short towns get tourists. They have beach tags. They're fine.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, though, again, they say they'll bring in $340,000.
Sure.
And again, I would never, they're as bad as the Sunoco station. Anybody charging to use the beach, I hesitate to even drive. It's like Woody Hayes when he ran out of gas in Michigan. They were on the border with Ohio State. He ordered his assistants to push the car to the other side.
Yeah.
I would say, let's push the car out of Strathmere now. Well, I don't know if we can push it to Wildwood. I've got to think of the distance.
Classist of me, but yeah, I don't know. I just feel like the beach could and should be paid for.
All right. Here you go. Here's your opportunity. And this is bigger than just some beach tag. This is a philosophical thing. And again, the Supreme Court of the United States, I don't think, has ruled on this. Seems to be a small thing. Now, the Wildwoods and all might charge other taxes that make up for this. But Strathmere is just not for people of Strathmere. I mean, it's a tourist town. People go there.
I just the way they kind of battle with the Deauville leads me to believe that they don't really want it to be a travel town. They want it to just be for Strathmere.
Okay.
So well, particular then, to Strathmere, I'm okay with, you know, them going for beach tags. If they want to keep it, like, I just get the vibe from Strathmere that they want to keep it for Strathmere.
I see it as economic. They see
$340,000. I mean, they can hide behind the economic thing.
Well, that's even worse then. That's even worse. That is even more repugnant because they don't own those beaches. Even the Supreme Court said, well, you know, those are God's beaches and all. Then they said, but you have a right as long as it goes toward it. You're making the argument they want it to be more private. When that has happened, there have been, you get a lot of blowback on that. Okay. All right. So I'm glad Henry has a different point of view on it. How about you? Let me give you the side question. On or about this day, it was around this time, John Lennon made the statement, and even as popular as the Beatles were, there was a lot of blowback then, that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus. Do you remember that? So we are looking for somebody or something that was just immensely popular. We're not comparing it to Jesus. But I mean something that was just crazed. And to be a winning answer, it's going to have some degree of staying power. In other words, it can't go for 5 minutes and then, oh, yeah, that was really popular. It may not be at that level of popularity that it was at its peak, but it's got to have staying power. So I'll take off the board Taylor Swift, and I started with Swift because the vicious progressives, they have beaches there too, have named a tax for a second home, particularly a shore home, the Taylor Swift tax. The obnoxiousness of these people. You know, just be a little bunch of progressive bureaucrats, put it in. I don't like Taylor Swift. I don't like the Kelsey's, but she's successful. She creates a lot of pleasure, a lot of goodwill, and a lot of jobs, I believe, to put it mildly, right? Unbelievable how much she probably creates. So she's a billionaire, maybe two times over. She earned it. She is incredibly popular, maybe not as much as a summer or two ago, but it's still up there. I'll take off Messi also. Now, staying power, once he retires, will he still be a national hero? Will we still see him? Will it be like that? But you got to say, he has had popularity, and then in this World Cup, several World Cups, it's gone to another level.
Yeah, if you can go by one name, I think that kind of cements you as one of the all-time most popular people.
That's one of the metrics. Absolutely. I can't even get them to say Dom, let alone, you know.
Right.
Okay, Don, you're next. This woman was real nice. Said, oh, we want to, you know, make sure, do we have everything right on your material? Then she still says, okay, Don, I need a giant M. I should have a big Guido chain with an M on it.
Yeah, you do need like a chain. Or...
it flashes on and off, M, M, M.
That's why we
wear a name tag.
That's why we should wear the Dom Time shirt
yeah,
more often.
Okay, Don Time. Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, I'll take one off the board. It's going to be a thing, though. It's going to be the water bottle. With the rise of cheap plastics in the 70s, Perrier was able to invent and effectively distribute their Perrier sparkling water bottles all across the world, even invading the U.S., which sparked companies like Aquafina and Dasani to start bottling their own flat water and to start distributing that here. And I think it has evolved to modern day times where people don't really like to drink out of the plastic water bottle anymore. They have their own kind of metal water bottle like I bring to work every day.
Oh,
you know, right,
man.
Here, yeah.
Props, even.
Nice. Yeah.
Ricky Fowler can't hit a golf shot if somebody took his water bottle. He's walking down every hole with a water bottle.
Yeah, exactly. It's just one of those things that people always have on them now. Their popularity has been extremely popular since, I guess, the 70s now. So I think it's got crazy staying power for being around for over, what, 55 years?
And there is a Japanese player who the guy has to squirt him, a squirt of water between each shot. He gets over the ball, he gets set. They squirt him.
Yep.
Then he hits it. I've never
seen
anything. Can you see this guy? Hydrate me. All right, Kirk, how about you?
I'm going to go with money. Before crypto, before Bitcoin, before digital coins, what have you, cash is king.
I love that one. You know that staying power.
Exactly right. So that's the all-time cash money.
Tomorrow I tape Inside Story, and they're not doing what's in the news this week.
Mm.
They're doing money. A whole half hour on money.
Nice.
Crypto. And they barely mentioned cash. So my opening salvo is going to be
cash is king.
Yeah, I think cash ought to be on here 50 pages in small print. We ought to see crypto.
I'm tuning in for that.
Henry, do you have any faith in crypto? I have absolutely none. I can sniff a scam all over the world. No way.
Crypto, not particularly, but something like Bitcoin, yeah. Bitcoin's more protected. It's on the blockchain, the whole thing. You're not copying them. I mean, you're probably forging a Bitcoin as easily as you can forge, say, a dollar or something like that, or a $100 bill. Mm-hmm. So it's not very easy in today's day and time. So I buy into Bitcoin and the system they got going there. Cryptocurrency as a whole, still have some strides to make.
All right. 855-839-1210. Who speaks for cash? Everything digital. They can track you, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You want a guy who takes out a roll from his right pocket. He only has 150 maybe and 50 ones, but it looks like a wad, and he makes sure you see that 50 like they're all 50. That's South Philly.
Yep.
Guys, all right, let me see. They're taking this...
and with the tongue out. And
oh, yeah. And then a little saliva to have to do, to do the count. All righty. Get on board right now. Somebody or something very, very popular at one time. Did we say Joan of Arc in this? No, we have one, all-time kids. And Joan of Arc is one of our best examples of all-time kids. Henry, how about your other one? I cut you off. You had a bigger one than that. Internet.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about it. I mean, the internet, it has that staying power. Because I saw the story yesterday about how Katie Couric, back in 1994, she had to, like, pull a producer aside before a segment and be like, what's the internet? Can you explain it to me? Before she had to do a segment about the internet. And it's crazy how in the 30-plus years since that moment, the internet has been anything and everything at this point. I mean, what are we talking about? We're talking about things on the internet all day, every day.
Absolutely.
Where are we doing it? On the internet.
Yeah, it increases every day. It's amazing. All right, so 855-839-1210, that's what we're looking for. And the great beach fee debate, this is one of those hot buttons with me of hot buttons that I just can't stand the idea of it, and they get away with it. And now Strathmere caving into this. Henry sees him as a beach town. It's like his private resort. You know, there should be doors on there. The red rope.
I'm just saying that's how they want it. I'm not sure
Strathmere's. Maybe you're right. All right, where's Joe Conklin? Joe, if you're out there, you should do a whole beach tag thing. All righty, 855-839-1210. You get on board at 12:30. We're going to talk with Stacey Garrity, who finally is making inroads on AI. A lot of updates on that in the governor's race. And we have Bill Devlin, Pastor Bill Devlin, at 2 o'clock in Cuba with his report. Special day here on Talk Radio 12.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano show. Pat Sajak surfaces, says on Twitter, it's kind of ironic, isn't it? Field of Dreams game tonight, which harkens back to mythical times, you know, people coming out of cornfields, all these names and history, is being streamed on Netflix. So it's just another thing. How in the world, I didn't know that, I didn't think about it until now. How in the world do you do Field of Dreams nostalgia and you have to go to Netflix to do it?
I'll be honest, I completely forgot it's tonight.
Yeah.
Like,
but yeah,
see any advertising.
No, it hasn't been, but if they're really doing it on Netflix, come on. My God. You don't get the rub of nostalgia in Field of Dreams, and then you have to go to Netflix to see it. It's just not right. You just can't continue to do that. Well, it's capitalism. It's glomming on to something sacred, something, the past, the natural, Babe Ruth, Field of Dreams, and then on Netflix. Pat Sajak checking in is right. All right, 855-839-1210. One other thing, then we're coming to the calls. Here is Scott Jennings. This is Cut 12, giving his sense of Caroline Leavitt, what she did. No, Scott Jennings is not going to become the press secretary. I haven't talked with him about it, but given his CNN and his radio and everything else, would he take over that job? Now, that would be quite a showdown. So I thought I'd ask, who would you like to see that would be the press secretary? The daily battle is unbelievable. Here's what he said about Caroline Leavitt.
I'll tell you this, Caroline Leavitt has been maybe the greatest White House press secretary in the last 30 years, at least. She's been nothing short of brilliant. She's done it while raising a young family. I think it's great that she's going to go spend time with her family, but I don't know a single Republican in the country who isn't in awe of and in appreciation of Caroline tonight. So Godspeed on your journey back to your family. You've done great.
All right, the other's jumping. Are you kidding me? I watched Caroline Leavitt in the spin room, and she was, you know, that's one of my major top 10 things I've ever done. And I just did it all myself. I thought, it's here in Philadelphia. I'm a reporter, so I'll be in the spin room. And what I saw there, oh my God, hundreds of these people together. Andrea Mitchell, formerly of NBC, taking her shoes off and crawling under hundreds of people through the legs of men to get close to J.D. Vance. And she comes up the other side. I so admired that. I was saying, yeah, why not?
It's tenacious.
My back and forth with Scaramucci, where he ultimately said, hey, what the hell is going on here? Is this an interview? Yeah. Seeing a dork, Josh Shapiro, come running in with a giant Pennsylvania flag and hundreds of people behind him. Oh, my God. And the person who looked the best, male or female, got to admit it, Gavin Newsom. Standing there was just, I thought I saw a speck of dandruff on his thing. I don't think it was. It was just a light. I was going to say, aha, imperfection. You're in the spin room, though. Hundreds of these people together. It is just enormously entertaining. So I do think she went back because now she has two very young kids. What is she, 28, 29, somewhere around there? And it has to be all-consuming, particularly in the Trump era. I don't think it's because she was on the decoy plane, which, again, we went through that yesterday with Trump, but they CNN will not let it go. And it is a bit unseemly, a president in a catering truck being taken on board. But this is what you have to do, particularly in this instance, to protect a president who's under constant threat. So I think it seems to be sudden. I'm not sure if insiders knew it was coming. Some of the names being thrown up, Katie Miller, Stephen Miller's wife, I don't see that happening. I think it could be somebody outside the box, though. I don't know if it'll be any of those bureaucrats that are the deputy underneath. And do you remember when Sarah Huckabee was put in and Scaramucci didn't like her looks and all, and then Scaramucci was in charge, Henry? That's how nuts it was for about 3 days. And then Trump said, all right, I'm tired of this. All right, let's go to Phil in Delaware. Stacey Garrity coming up on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Phil. What do you have today?
Hey, good afternoon and happy Hanukkah to all. But by the way, they're starting to count down for Christmas, so this is timely.
Uh-oh.
Well, you should have said happy Thanksgiving. Right. Remember, our moratorium on that is after
exactly.
Tomorrow.
Correct.
No, we're not allowed to. Han said that. in that law?
Okay. All right.
I guess she's out so we can do that.
Yes.
Anyway, real quick, as far as her contest and her campaign, I'm starting to think that it was a setup, that she really wasn't meant to win. Otherwise, overnight, they would have found like 10,000 illegals or just fake names and put them on those thumb drives. And just like with Biden, oh, where'd they come from? So I think it was purposely done so she wouldn't win and no crazy people in the election coming up.
Well, they got the outcome they wanted. That's true. What's your side today, Phil?
Cell phones. I had the first install phone in my car, and from there, like maybe 6 years later, I got a Motorola. But the cost of the original in my car was like $4,000.
Wow. Thank you, Phil. And look, cell phones had cachet then. You want a product that not only works and is revolutionary, but if you had a cell phone then, oh my God, let's see the cell phone in your car. Now, it's been, you know, that the mystique is gone quite a bit.
There should be phones in cars still installed.
Oh, yeah.
It was such a flex. The like, oh, phone. Let me take this one in the car.
Yeah, exactly. All right, coming up, I don't know if Stacey Garrity has one of those or not, but she has an issue. AI is riveting Pennsylvania. She's next to break that down, and I'll ask, why not a moratorium? 855 800-839-1210.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, we have finally seen something emerge, I think, in the governor's race that's big. In fact, it's raging across Pennsylvania. I think it's raging across America. These AI data centers, I happen to think Dom Giordano's show, a broader issue, a second look at the entirety of AI. And Josh Shapiro clearly way on the wrong side of things, so much so he sent one of his deep minions yesterday in a legislative session, as I understand it, to say, oh, he may use a lot of executive orders on this. Well, somebody that has been on it from the beginning is State Treasurer Stacey Garrity, his opponent in the governor's race. She joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Stacey, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Dom. Great to be with you.
So yesterday we spoke with Senator Cormann on AI, and I'll tell you what he said in a moment at the legislative, but give us a sense, what is it that ignited this? It is reaching now so much, finally, the media is even covering it.
Well, you know what, it's just a failure to lead. And again, you know, Josh Shapiro opened the door to data center development because he was more focused on collecting checks from out-of-state data center developers. I mean, more than $5 million in political contributions from out-of-state folks. More focused on that than helping Pennsylvania families. But you know what? Now that there's public outcry, he's trying to rewrite history by saying he's going to use executive order. But the fact is that he opened the barn door and the horses are out. And that you see emails where he worked for his administration. He and his administration worked behind the scenes for over a year, particularly on this one that's looked in Upper Marion. And, you know, and he declared the state all in on data centers. So now he's trying to walk it back, and he's going to rewrite history, and then he's probably going to blame the state Senate because he's going to say that, you know, he tried to get them to pass legislation, but they wouldn't. If he doesn't blame Donald Trump, he's blaming the state Senate.
Exactly. So with Corman yesterday, he talked about one of his bills, or you mentioned the state Senate, and they want to start talking about a moratorium. You've been talking about a pause. Any thought? Because, Stacey, I put my cards on the table. I think a lot of this is not just the money, the electricity, the possible environmental. I think across America, people are having second thoughts about AI. It doesn't mean they want to abandon it. But they're afraid of, just as you said, a few bigwigs. Amazon was one with Josh Shapiro, blowing in and doing whatever they want. There was no process here of something this significant. So what I'm saying is, they're thinking there are people out there that are damaging potentially their lives. They want a second look at this. So any thought on that?
Yeah, that's why I called for a pause. And there's a difference between a pause and a moratorium. A moratorium is, of course, a definitive period of time. As you know, I've done 5 listening sessions mm-hmm. around the state. And it was Monday, I did a teletown hall in Bucks County, and we had like 15,000 people join.
Well, wait a minute, Stacey. Look, I know you're in the governor's race, very prominent state. 15,000 people, and you know, people may have been unaware. You might have gotten 100,000. It reaffirms to me we're on to something here, finally.
Oh, we are on to something. But I'm calling for a pause because when I have these listening sessions, all these township supervisors, you know, county commissioners, all the zoning folks, they just want time to get it right because it is, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And every time I go to a listening session, I learn something new. And so we want to make sure that they are a net addition to the grid, not subtraction. They need to bring their own water. We need to make sure, you know, our environment's protected. And you can do that. And we want to stay away from farmland. We have so many blighted mm-hmm. sites where there's already infrastructure around it and they could use some improving. But the bottom line is people are worried. They don't want it in their backyard. They don't want it, you know, next to residential areas. And we have this opportunity to get it right. And that requires a pause so that township supervisors can update their zoning. They can make sure their ordinances are very solid, and they can make sure that they've thought through everything. And my goodness, I would say Amazon doesn't need tax breaks that Josh Shapiro gave them.
No, absolutely. Do you have any sense yet? When does that come into play, debates with Josh Shapiro?
We have offered. I hear that they're going to make a decision in a couple weeks, but I would presume that, I mean, he's going to have to at least have one or two, I would think. But we've offered 7, all the major media markets. And I'm looking forward to debating him. And hopefully data centers will be one of the topics.
I think if I were a quarterback, if I were the moderator, I would tell you with all the other stuff, that would be number one, because to me, it is on fire. And when you just said that 15,000 on the teletown hall, all of a sudden Bucks, that's an indicator, without a doubt.
I know, and we don't send the announcement out until an hour before.
Exactly.
And so people jump, and we're going to continue to do more of these because people just want to be heard. And like you said, people are very upset about it. They're worried about the environment. You know, and to me, you know, it has to be a net benefit to the community. And if a community doesn't want it, okay. Well, there are other communities that do, but you cannot jam it down the throats of people that don't want it. And you know what? Josh Shapiro had a whole year while he was working behind the scenes, taking money from data center developers and you know, fast-tracking projects. I would have been educating people. If a real leader would have gotten all the stakeholders around the table and said, what do you need to make sure that ratepayers mm-hmm. are protected?
Exactly.
What do you need to make sure communities are protected? But he didn't do any of that. And so it kind of went from 0 to 60 very, very quickly. And, you know, folks are really upset. I was at a fair last night, Huntington County, and I had people walking up to me saying, no data centers. And that was...
Yes, so, it doesn't... So Stacey, once this starts, it is... I've seen it many times. Once something, there's a turning point, it doesn't come back. That's my hope. One that I hope we can make, it's not going to be as hot as this, even though it's just as important. School choice. Now, I know you're campaigning. You may not have seen that Glenn Youngkin, who I like a lot.
I did.
You did see it. That Glenn Youngkin has entered the fray, I think, with a lot of resources, and he's going after these 19 states. One of the major, though, is Josh Shapiro, where 20 million kids are eligible to get the big, beautiful bill, new money. And a guy like Youngkin and ads, we still have no proclamation from Josh Shapiro, yay or nay on this.
No, you're talking to, yeah, he needs to opt into the federal program because he's just hurting kids and he's just trying to score cheap political points against Donald Trump. And you know what? He needs to put these kids first because this is a lifeline to some families. And, you know, you can't go wrong as long as you put kids first, in my opinion. And my goodness, Colorado has opted in. New York has opted
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
I mean, what is he waiting for?
Well, I'm glad to see, too, and I did see an article that I thought encapsulated you. At least you gave you credit for your vast experience, not just the military, state treasurer, but also at high levels of finance. And they talked about you leaning into the underdog role, which I think is always a good thing to be moving forward. So is that something that the media has just picked up on? Have you been saying that?
Oh, I've been saying that. We're, you know, clearly we're the underdog. But, you know, somebody has to point out that, I don't know if you saw this, but U.S. News and World Report came out 2 weeks ago. We're ranked 47th
yes.
in the economy.
Yes.
So that's, I mean, I thought 38th made my head explode. Now we're 47th. And, you know, somebody has to point out that with all the natural resources that are the envy of the world that we have here, with all the world-class industries, where we're situated, Pennsylvania, we're within a few hours drive of a huge percentage of the population. So we should be the hub of the global economy. And I know I am a little biased, but I think we have the best, hardest working people. So we should not be trailing in all these metrics. We should be leading the nation.
Absolutely.
We're squandering our blessings.
Yeah, when you're absentee and Matt Bradford is the titular governor, I guess we ought to call Matt Bradford number 47 for now, since he seems to be leading us. So, Stacey, there is wind here at your back, and I think that fair Huntington that you talked about, absolutely. Are you doing any more events like this or anything in our area, say, in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, so last Friday, I don't know if you saw, I was in South Philly and I made a pizza and a cheesesteak and went to some businesses. So I'm going to be in North Philly September 12th, but I'll be there before them. But that's visiting again some businesses. And I plan to spend a lot of time in the Southeast for sure. And I'm looking forward to it.
So I'm going to come to that one. Is that at night? Do you know the North Philly? Because, again, you know this. Republicans have been absent many times. And going into neighborhoods like North Philly, that is such a bonus, particularly someone like you who listens, small business, getting people into the economy better. It's a natural. So you'll be there on the 12th. Is it at night? Do you know?
Let me see. I think it is early afternoon.
Okay.
And into early evening. I'll let you know. I'll give
okay.
you the particulars.
Yeah, we want to come there and cover that. Definitely.
That would be great. And again, I plan to spend a lot of time in the Southeast, which I have been, and the Pittsburgh area as well. So we were Ag Progress Days yesterday. So that is the largest agriculture event in the entire state. And you know who was missing in action?
Well, I think he was too busy huddling with Godnet. Well, you know, there was a story of how he believes he brought LeBron James to town, and it says he was having dinner with Bill and Hillary Clinton. So there you go.
I know. Well, you know the proclamation that he issued, and I think it was July 24th, issuing, you know, making July 24th LeBron James Day.
Yes.
Interestingly enough, as you know, that was the last day to fix the Second Amendment felony
yes.
murder
exactly.
situation.
Exactly.
And I'm sure everybody knows that's where you know, the state Supreme Court ruled it unconstitutional to automatically sentence second degree felony murders to life without the possibility of parole. So that was the last day. So he didn't have time to comment on that, but he had time to issue a proclamation announcing that we had a LeBron James day. And believe me, not that I don't want the team to do well, but I'm more worried about victims and their families.
Yeah, coming to the Sixers game might be easier if we have second degree murderers in jail. Just saying. So, Stacey, where do we go to help your campaign?
So go to Garrity4PA.com. So there's a place there. You can volunteer, knock doors, make phone calls. We have coalition groups. If you want to sign up for the Veterans Coalition, the Ag Coalition, you can donate. Any small amount helps, believe me, because it is David versus Goliath for sure. But you saw the poll that came out, so we're closing in.
Absolutely. Each time that we talk with you, it's 3 to 5 points less in his side.
Exactly. And that's after he's spending $8 million on TV, his unfavorables just continue to go up. And I'm sure a lot of it is because of the data center issue.
Without a doubt. Stacey, thank you very, very much. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Tom. Looking forward to it.
All right, Stacey Garrity. All right, we still differ. I go moratorium here, pause and all that. And I guess it's more of a legalism, but I would, now's the time to strike. You heard what she said about this AI issue. It is on fire, big time. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210. Hit us with somebody or something that was wildly popular and maybe needs to have staying power. You know, maybe not quite as popular now, you know, not in everybody's mind, but still very popular. That coming off John Lennon, more popular than Jesus. 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
Our buddy Alante McCauley coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. You heard Stacey Garrity going to North Philly. There's finally something. It's undeniable. Josh Shapiro sucked up all that money, all that attention, all this backing to unleash AI into Pennsylvania, untrammeled. And now there's a blow. I mean, just a town hall with Town Hall with Stacey Garrity, just about the Bucks County one. They give a little notice, 15,000 people on it. Wow. All right. I choose to believe. I'm hoping that these people are not just NIMBA, not in my backyard. But we need a second look at AI. I'm becoming more of a Luddite every day. The more I hear this fascination with AI and curing cancer, and then the car we had this week, we played you again yesterday, William, it's ignorance. You guys are ignorant. All that means is he sounded like AI. And that means you don't have information. Really, I know what you mean. We're stupid. We don't get the wonders of AI churning away day and night. Bruce in the Northeast is next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, Don.
Morning, Bruce.
Yeah. Listen, I wanted to make a comment on the beach fees.
Yes.
And I believe I have a solution to eliminate them. But before I reveal it, I'd like to take credit for it and name it the Bruce Bill. You know how everybody gets the bill?
Oh, sure. We'll put that in our Hall of Fame here. Sure. What's the Bruce Bill?
No, I'm serious on this here.
Okay.
For 5 months out of the year in the summertime, in South Jersey area, you would raise the gas bill, the gas tax, in like a couple pennies. That money would go into a state fund whereby they would accept bids from private outfits to maintain the beaches along the shore. And it wouldn't be town by town. It would be like you would bid on miles or 2 miles or whatever the company could handle, you know. And also, that money probably you would send out to fund the lifeguards for each town. And I don't see why it might work, you know.
Well, it's better than this, but Bruce, my stance is pretty clear. It's the cost of doing business. Those towns should have to pay it. Otherwise, if they don't have that attraction, what are those towns going to be?
Of course, yeah, but I'm just saying to get it out of their hands, it would be it would be closely scrutinized, and you'd have that fun there, and it would eliminate the thought, you know, where's your beach tag? Yeah. That's just a thought, you know.
Okay, no, not a bad thought at all. Do you have a side today, Bruce?
You know, I haven't thought one yet, so I'll have to get back with you.
Okay. Thank you, but that's very creative. I don't want to be creative. I want to be blunt. No, they shouldn't have the right to do it. I'm leading with God. Where do I go from there? If you beat me on that, I got nothing. God created this. You don't have a right to charge me for it. It's not like private property. It's God's property. Supreme Court said, yes, these towns they're just in trust, the public trust.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then how do you screw the public and charge them to use it? I've never understood this. I will never understand. It makes no sense to me. Henry's idea is Strathmere just wants to be quieter, not have the riffraff coming in.
Yeah, that's particular to Strathmere. I think Strathmere just wants to be left alone. Mm-hmm. Leave us out of the rest of the Jersey Shore. We're fine here in Strathmere.
Okay. I don't know if West Wildwood has beach tags or not. I don't know if there's any water there. It just seems to be a lot of corruption.
Haven't made your way out there
yet. I'm going to make my head this time when we go down the shore in August. I might go over it. I just wanted to see what it is like. Coming up, Alante McCauley, and who are the leading contenders to now be AOC's paramour or boyfriend since she dumped the other guy? I'll tell you, several of them are senators, and one of them is a mayor, and Matt Damon is 33-1. He's one of the leaders in the clubhouse.
Oh.
So here's the question, Henry, and I'll ask you first. If you weren't encumbered right now, would you go out with AOC?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Okay. That was an honest answer. I agree with that.
She's good looking.
Yeah, there you go.
She could probably hold a conversation pretty well.
Oh, man.
Even though she might, you know, domineer it, but yeah.
I wonder what AOC says about the WNBA. Okay.
I'd love to know her thoughts.
Would you date AOC if you were not married, if you're not with somebody else? This came up at the Young Republicans thing the other night. And a guy, I won't say, I'll tell you off air, right in front of his girlfriend said, oh, yeah, I would. And I was like, I'm not in this conversation anymore.
I'm leaving.
All right, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.